Hey guys. Okay, so I want to say something about this whole Scott Kurtz situation. I've kind of wanted to say something for a while, and I sort of bit my tongue. I feel like it needs to be said. I'm also driving here, which is really a stupid thing to be trying to record one of these and driving at the same time. There should be a law against this because I should not be allowed to do this right now. So Scott Kurtz. All right, here is the deal. I've been seeing a lot on webcomics.com and other places from people concerning the whole Scott Kurtz thing. And I must admit that I have, a little bit sort of made some of my opinions known as well. There's this really interesting thing where everyone is, when I say everyone, I'm using blanket statements here, but a lot of people seem to be taking this opportunity to tell Scott directly what he should do and where he screwed up and why he is, you know, why he has problems with the community or with his fans or whatever. So everyone's taking this opportunity to kind of air their grievances with Scott here. It's like a Festivus holiday in the middle of March. Problem with that is it's none of our business. We're not Scott's friends. We're not his family. We don't know Scott. Scott doesn't know us. Scott's a great guy, great cartoonist, unquestionably very open and honest with everything in his life and shares it with the world through Webcomics Weekly podcasts, way back when he was doing Chris and Scott Power Hour and the Daily Affirmations. I mean, so we feel like we've got this connection with them, right? We've listened to countless hours of Scott Kurtz, and we all feel like we sort of know him, or we sort of have an idea of who he is, you know? That may be, but he doesn't know us. And we all have opinions, but, I mean, guys, we are just, you know, I am just another web cartoonist with an opinion. That's all. And, you know, the people who should be saying things to Scott and who should be giving Scott suggestions are people like Dave Kellett. Dave Kellett on the podcast said, you know, something to Scott that was very personal and, you know, a little stung a little bit and may have been absolutely 100% true. That's Dave Kellett's business to be doing that, because Dave Kellett is Scott's close friend and he loves and cares for him very much. And we also may love and care for Scott very much, but, you know, it's not the time to be piling on Scott and telling him he's a bad boy. It's really disturbing. There's a lot of people who are sort of treating Scott like he's like a big kid who's screwed up right now. It's like, it sort of feels like these people who, like now is their opportunity to feel like they've got something that Scott doesn't, you know what I mean? They get it and Scott doesn't. And so, you know, now's their opportunity to really stick it to Scott. It's crap. Kind of makes me upset. Yeah, I guess that's all I got to say. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully nobody's mad at me for saying this. We'll see. All right, talk to you all later.